Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And this will be the last week of the off season. Next week starts up Bachelor in Paradise Season 9. It starts up Golden Bachelor. Today, we're going to be breaking down the Instagram accounts of the first 18 players to touch sand. This is the first sand round of Bachelor in Paradise Season 9. We're going to go through all of them, tell you who these players are, and take a look at their Instagrams. Before we get to that, we must do some housekeeping. Our schedule is going to change next week.
Bachelor Thursday.
Yes, everyone's schedule is going to change next week.
Doesn't it have a ring to it?
It ain't just us. But yeah, Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise are going to air on Thursdays. So our recap episode, which is going to cover both Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, will be out on Friday. And our Twibbon episodes this week in Bachelor Nation are going to come out on Tuesdays. So we're just going to kind of reverse our schedule. Keep that in mind. And if you're in our Patreon, our live shows will be on Thursdays instead of Mondays. All of that said,
a half hour before Golden Bachelor, which will be at whatever, 8, 7:30, 4:30 Pacific time.
4:30 p.m. PST. Yes. And we also just want to give a shout out to all of those rookies. That's right. Bachelor Season 28 rookies are now in their hotel rooms. Their phones have been taken away, and they are anxiously awaiting night one, which shoots next week. So good luck to all the rookies.
We just got the cast images of all the possible players.
That's right. All the cast images came out. We'll be covering their Instagrams and stuff as it gets closer to the air date of the first episode of Bachelor Season 28, which will be sometime in January. It's usually the first Monday in January, although Bachelor Season 27 was later in the month. So we don't know exactly, but we will be covering all that. But I just want to say to all the rookies, good luck. And I also want to say to the producers who are about to shoot and produce and edit Bachelor Season 28, Pace, Case, and I are available to come host.
Good job on Charity Season. Oh.
Yeah, good job on Charity's Season. But we are available to come host that Hooju group date that we've been talking about, where we will show up. We will train a group date.
Pay for our own travel.
Pay for our own travel. We'll help you produce the segment, write the segment, whatever you want. And we will teach these players how to do proper hoojus. Then they can have a hooju off on The Bachelor, Joey Grazia Day. And whoever wins that hooju competition will get extra time with him. This is a standard play for time date.
And Franco LaCosta could take sports images of it.
Yes. I mean, that is an element that is possible. It's not necessary, but possible. We would love to meet him.
I don't know why
him.
You keep leaving it out of the pitch, but I thought we were a trio.
I'm trying to streamline it, make the package more presentable. At any rate, we say this a little bit in jest, but I'm not saying it really in jest at all. I want to do this, and we hope that you would include us in something like this in the very near future. Now's the time. Now's the time. That's all I'm saying. So, again, we look forward to those rookies.
Could be part of a group date that you have every year. Could be part of the legacy.
Absolutely. The Hooju Bowl.
The Hoojus.
But we are looking very forward to some of those rookies doing what I'm sure will be Braden Bowers style, Braden Bowers legacy play of fashion, doing crazy things with outfits, crazy things with hairstyles, all this kind of stuff. Looking very forward to it. Now, let's get into this Pace Case.
And now, Pace Case and Bachelor Clues proudly present analysis of play in this week of our beloved game. This is Game of Roses.
All right. We've got 18 incoming players. First sand. We're going to go through these players, starting with lowest Instagram count to highest. This is, to my knowledge, the first season since the Instagram era really started that has zero first sand players with over a million followers. Once again, no one on first sand has over a million followers. I don't know how long it's been since that's been the case, but it's a long time. So take that for what it's worth.
Who did we have? Kufrin, Grocery. I just feel like there haven't been.
Kufrin, Grocery, Demi.
Well, Demi got a million on sand, didn't she?
I don't think so. I think she got it in.
But she came back when she had a million. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is worrisome. I'm hopeful, like some other things in our beloved game, that it will merely be a blip.
Yes, but I agree.
Our first player is Olivia Lewis.
Yeah. Speaking of a blip.
Rude.
Thank you. Thank you.
A blip. She was in my final four.
Well, she was a night one player.
One player from Zach Shallcross this season. I really, really thought she was going to do better based on an early analysis.
Uh-huh.
Unlike Clues, I don't have 100% prediction rate. Is correct. She is from Rochester, New York. And she is a patient care technician. Here, this is a redemption story waiting to happen.
Absolutely. And if we look at her Instagram, she's got 4,120 followers with 41 posts. Her bio reads, "I ref basketball. I love Jesus. Listen here, America." What is this?
Listen here.
I don't know what this is. This is a VSCO with just some pictures of her.
Isn't that an image?
Yeah, I'm kind of confused about that. Maybe she had a podcast that is now defunct or something.
Maybe switch the link. Okay, Clues. There's something that needs to be addressed. Look at her BIP9 highlight. One, two, three slides in.
Hang on, trying to get to it. My computer's dying. Three slides in, one, two, three. Okay, what am I looking at?
BIP9?
Yeah, I see it. She has posted in her highlight a Game of Roses slide into her story. So you tell me, ladies and gentlemen.
She wrote "Game on" underneath this.
Okay, I love it. If we look at her Instagram, not very active on it, or she's done a deep scrub, hard to say which. She only has 41 posts. There's some stuff that looks like from high school, or maybe that's college athletics, up through the various things. There's some like fashion stuff, some sporty stuff. There's a cute dog. But her most recent post is from January 4th, and it is her rookie photo in... From Zach Shawcross's season 27.
It's pinned, Clues.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I have to learn how to use Instagram. Her most recent post is from August 25th, about a month ago. And it says...
It's Liv is heading to the beach.
At It's Live Lou is heading to the beach on September 28th. Okay, so she's doing a little bit.
I'm heading to the beach.
It's pretty good Instagram, you know. We don't know much about her. She was a night one player.
You're seeing what I saw.
Yeah.
Final four.
Well, we'll see how she does. She does have a picture here with, in the photo is Anastasia Greer Blitzer and Allie J from, I guess they were all in the same season there. Some of these players I don't remember at all. But good luck to Olivia Lewis. Night one players have fared pretty well from time to time in Paradise. Hopefully you can turn this experience into some more Instagram followers, because the number you have now, not great. 4,120.
Mm, no. Like to see that higher.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Like to see that higher.
Our next incoming player is the third rose ceremony elimination, Aaron Schwartz from Charity's Bachelor at season 20. That was placement 11 through 13.
Schwartzman,
sorry. Again, at the third rose ceremony. And Schwartzman was the one who, if I remember right, was talking about, if you want a real man, pick me, that type of dude.
He said... Yosef's daughter is watching. That's what I remember his contribution.
That is true. His he comes into our beloved game, or into Paradise, I should say, with 6,313 followers. His bio reads firefighter, fire truck emoji, reality TV personality, movie camera emoji, San Diego, California. This is a member of the crew. Friends with Braden Bowers. Hmm. Braden has hopefully taught him well about what he should be doing.
Okay.
Casual Saturdays hit different. We're seeing he's got a little
haunting
video of him with a clapperboard.
Did you train Braden Bowers to do a dynamic duo with Aaron Schwartzman?
I did not, but we are seeing Aaron Schwartzman has a video with a bunch of the guys from the season, including Braden, who's wearing both earrings and a scarf, doing some dances.
He's got a pick with Katie Thurston. Let's go.
Okay, nice. He's got, is that a picture with John Baresh? Yeah, Katie Thurston, Braden, and Aaron Schwartzman all together. He has a dog. I mean, pretty good Instagram.
That's a great Instagram.
Yeah, you can tell why he was selected for the show. Mm-hmm. 148 posts. Let's see if my computer can handle.
Jawline, Vask, mask.
Yeah.
Vask, musk.
He's got Vask. He's got musk. He got jawline.
He got American flag. Got many American flag.
Look, I don't know. Is that changing? Is the American flag changing? Is it getting less abrasive? I don't know. But time will tell, I suppose. Good luck to him. You know, I feel like he was another player. He went out very early in Charity season. And, you know, we don't know much about him or his play style. And that really is what Paradise is good for. Seeing some of these players that...
He's given reader behavior, so I could see, you know, maybe some twists and turns. Maybe another redemption arc for Aaron Schwartzman.
Could be. Moving on, our third player is Samantha Jeffries. Samantha was on Clayton Eckerd's Bachelor Season 26. She was a night one player, and we hope that that will change. She is also from San Diego, by the way. This is another crew member.
After entering in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Samantha Jeffries' Instagram contains 7,036 followers with 22 posts. Her caption reads, photographer, Jesus first, heart hands emoji, travel and lifestyle photographer, OT plus health and wellness coach, always on the go, followed by Sally Carson, just to let you know. We've got some pics here of her with various people.
There's a puppy. There's a creature.
Some sporty stuff, puppy, waterfalls.
Melia Golden.
Yeah, there she has her limo exit coming out of the bathtub from Clayton's season.
We got comments from Jen Parisi. She's in the mix. Kylie. Okay.
This is an extremely scrubbed Instagram.
Brendan Jones. Super scrub.
The first post is supposedly from October 16th, 2020. And the most recent post is supposedly from August 21st.
We can't trust you to know which one is the most recent.
Definitely looks like she's paradise ready, has done the work.
She dated that guy Spencer.
Spencer Pratt.
Spencer, who I want to say he got the femp.
Oh.
He was on Young Noah Erb season.
Yes. I remember that guy.
He's been in the mix.
Who got the Tayshia Adams femp, the second femp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
second femp.
Good luck to Samantha Jeffries.
Yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of night oneers, you know, who could turn their story around here. I'm excited to see it.
Who could be the next grocery?
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're the ones who have left the most on the table where they're like, oh, if only I had done something different in my play style.
Yeah. Hopefully they talked to Wells Adams enough, who is clearly now the king of paradise and makes all decisions for the show, including.
Yeah, that's smart.
Our next player, Sean McLaughlin. We all remember Sean.
Oh, she's our first with a TikTok, by the way.
Oh, okay. Great.
248 followers.
All right. Sean McLaughlin is up next. We all remember him. He was from the recently concluded Charity Lawson Bachelorette Season 20. He was eliminated in sixth place after he was given a knock-knock where he went into Charity's room, did some Hail Mary love level play. And if you remember right, Charity couldn't even look him in the eye as she gazed into the fucking carpet and dismissed him from our beloved game.
He was Ken. He won Mr. Ken in the Barbie group date. He's, you know, Mr. Mayor Paradise reincarnated. Oh, he's got a creature too in his biopic.
His Instagram has 38 posts, 9,980 followers. His bio reads, it's just ... beach, Tampa, Stockholm. So he's leaning hardcore into the Ken identity.
Florida boy.
Rose emoji, Bachelorette 20, BIP9, and Dane's dad with a dog head emoji. Dane must be the dog. We are looking at 38 posts, heavy scrub. Much of it is Bachelor related. There is a picture of him with
1.7K on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
Sean Y. McLaughlin.
He's got a picture here on the field at Dodger Stadium with Michael Grove, a professional baseball player for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's got some of his Bachelor stuff, a bunch of pictures of him. Here's him at the U.S. Open with some other Bachelor people. You may recognize one, Gore Girl, Jason Tardik. You might recognize Tanner Cortad, John Bresch, and your incoming Bachelor, Joey Graziadei. So it looks like they had a boys' trip to the U.S. Open here. He's doing that parasocial work well with these other players. Here's another big video with him.
Not well enough to make Jason Tardik's main grid.
Jason Tardik is Jason Tardik. He's got bigger fish to fry. You know, fine Instagram.
Yeah.
It's obviously been scrubbed.
It's fine.
For a second chance at fame here. And look, I got to say, Sean McLaughlin, for what it's worth, I think wasn't quite utilized enough in his season of Bachelorette, in his rookie season. I think we're going to see great things from this guy in Paradise. I think they are looking to him to be the next Jordan Kimball, because he is so similar in look to Jordan Kimball. I think they're going to use him in a similar way, and I think they're going to set him up with somebody to keep him around for a while. I predict a deep run for Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah, I feel like he had a strong third audience game in his season.
Yeah.
But I think there just like wasn't enough chemistry between him and Charity to justify more than what he did on that season. But I'm honestly surprised he only has 9.9K after being one of the more memorable people from that season. But that's just where we're at.
But that season was the worst Instagram season we've ever seen. Like by far. All right, let's move on. Our next player is Kat Carter from Zach Shawcross's Bachelor season 27, eliminated in the second rose ceremony in 18th to 20th place. A travesty as far as I was concerned, because she was one of the greatest fucking face players of that season, hands down. She has 187 posts on Instagram, 9,065 followers. Her bio reads Kat Carter, heart emoji, flower emoji, rose emoji, I should say, B27. Chaotic neutral. Does she play Dungeons and Dragons? Artist, actress, dancer, love ya. Three snapping fingers emoji. Hashtag gabagool. And then she's got a Amazon wish list.
I'm going to guess that's for the meme, not for Dungeons and Dragons. Now, there's something on her profile I want you to be aware of, Clues. Mm-hmm. Those three top photos, mm-hmm. they're not her most recent. They have this little pin in them in the top right corner.
What does that pin mean?
It means that she has pinned them to the top of the profile so they can't go down.
Okay.
You're always going to see that first thing.
So they're not the most recent photos?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
They could be. Could be. Probably not.
It could be. You just have to look at the date. I see.
One of them has got Jimmy Kimmel 29 weeks ago. Well, her Instagram is very paradise ready. Let's go. She's in bikinis. She is in florals. She is. Thank you, Kat. Thank you for doing the pre-paradise work that no one that we've seen so far seems to be doing. Prolific.
It's unreal. Her Instagram's really good. She's working hard for this.
Yes.
We've got a bunch of dancing stuff. She was among my favorite players in Bachelor season 27, Zach Shawcross, because of her incredible face play. And I need to see more of it. I want to mm-hmm. see more of it. I hope they deliver her not only a deep run, but a lot of opportunities to be giving good face play reactions to insane shit that's happening on the beach. I think we're going to get that. And I just feel like she is...
I could actually see her pairing up with Sean McLaughlin.
I think that's great. And I hope it happens too. I mean, this is already shot. Paradise is done. Everybody's mm-hmm. back. So we don't know what the outcome of any of this was, nor can we give any advice. But I hope that that's the case. I just feel like she is a player who was putting in fucking work, putting in hard effort, hard work, and it just didn't pay off for her. The producers eliminated her way too early, and I'm hoping that she does get that chance to really show us what she can do on Paradise. Because that, to me, is like what Paradise is designed for. These players that were superstars who didn't really get a shot to show us why, Paradise is going to give us that shot. I think she's a perfect example of somebody who could come out of Paradise with a massive amount of followers, in my opinion.
I hope so. She is on TikTok, @_Carter, 1K followers. It is Dallas Cowboy cheer prep videos.
Oh, shit. Her
latest series.
Fantastic. I wonder if she's trying out to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
She should team up with Honey Boo. Honey Boo Bear.
Who?
Sweet Noms is friend of Golden Bachelor.
Oh, the Chicago Honey Bears? I don't think the Chicago Honey Bears exists anymore.
No, but they should team up parasocially to do like cheerleader stuff for like different generations.
Oh my God, yes. Totally. I agree. Kat Carter, if you're listening, look up Sweet Noms and start making that content. Let's move on. Our next player is very well known, Aaron Bryant. We all know him. He was both the third and fourth place finisher on Bachelorette season 20, Charity Lawson's most recent season. He, of course, after a pretty good hometown, was eliminated.
Almost successful resurrection.
Yep. And
that Clues thought was real, but I didn't, obviously.
No, Charity acted that well enough that she tricked me. Good job, Charity. he was a significant player in Charity Lawson's season 20. And usually people who finish with high placement in their rookie seasons, when they come to Paradise, they have a little bit more value than other players. They're high value targets, so to say. I think he'll be one of them. Mm-hmm. He has 13K followers on Instagram. His bio reads Bachelorette S20, rose emoji.
Yeah, people want to date as high up the placement chart as they can, generally.
Absolutely. And he's from San Diego, member of the San Diego crew, and he has real estate on his bio as well. Now, we look at his Instagram. He's got 25 posts.
He's done nothing since the season.
Massive scrub. All of his posts are, there's a lot of beachy style posts, some formal wear. And what is his most recent post? This is not pinned. It says only on camera, rose emoji 8/24/23. It looks like maybe he was at a trip with a bunch of guys from that season. I don't know where this is. Is this Vegas? Is this? Yeah, it looks like Vegas. I think they're in Vegas.
The Las Vegas scene.
Yeah.
For a mini move.
You've got Sean McLaughlin in this video, Tanner Cortad. I mean, there's just a bunch of them. Happy birthday. Was that happy birthday Doughton, did it say? Was it his birthday? John Baresh.
Oh, God. Now I'm flashing back to the first time we went through this profile. Thank you, The Final Straw, for hosting us that game show he was on.
Yes. He's got on a San Diego hat, but not a San Diego crew hat. Sacrilege. You know, a good Instagram. I'm curious to see what he can do.
It's a good Instagram. It's completely scrubbed.
Yeah.
He's at 13K right now. But most recent season, that's going to be the most in demand. It's placement, but also how recent is your season?
Yeah, how relevant are you? You don't want to be Bukowski walking into paradise. Let's move on. Our next player is...
Roasted.
Thank you. Our next player is Peter Capio. This was a night one guy from charity season and also the target of the infamous FP hashtag, aka fuck Peter, that was revealed on the mental of charity season.
Of course, FPP.
I don't know really what to make of this guy. We wanted to call him PP because he is also a pilot, just like Peter Weber. He has 20.3K followers. Again, a night one guy. His bio reads, NYC, Bachelor at 20, Paradise 9, hello at pilotpetefly.com. Not sure what that is. LP t-shirts, link tree. Is he selling t-shirts?
He was selling t-shirts for charity, remember? After
100% of all proceeds will be going to charity. No, not the queen herself, but to Pilots for Kids, a nonprofit organization that's been helping kids in hospitals all over the country since 1983, and a charity that I've personally been a part of since 2017. So this is the opposite of FP. Obviously, it's LP. I don't mind that. Trying to put some money into the pockets of some charities. That's great. He's got YouTube, TikTok. Mm-hmm. Flight code pilot Pete Fly for 15% off on some other thing. He's promoting a lot of stuff here. Look at his link tree if you're curious. There's a shitload of fucking things in there.
He has 32.6K followers on TikTok. So he is still higher on TikTok.
And I remember going through his Instagram for charity season. It's good. Like, I get why they chose him. He does look the part.
Yeah, but I'm assuming he must be a big part of Paradise because they did that whole section on him.
Yep.
But it's hard for me to see him being that good a player on Bachelor in Paradise for some reason. I don't know.
I agree with you. But if you look here, this is kind of interesting. If you're looking at his most recent post, not pinned, I know how to read it. This is a video.
He's with Brandon Jung.
And Will Urena.
And Will, yeah.
Will Urena is on the season. We're about to...
I know. The friendships in the comments kind of give you an idea of like who really stayed long enough to make an impact.
Yeah. So it does maybe look like he was able to capitalize on something here. I don't know. Look.
Oh, Aaron Bryant's commenting here.
He was positioned as somebody who was hated by the other players in his season. That's why the FP thing popped off. They tried to explain that in the mental all. And the mental all was shot after Paradise. So whatever was going on in mental all, I mean, take whatever information from that you can, I suppose. But I'm curious to see, you know, what he can do. I just simply don't think he's going to do well. I don't think he's going to come out of this as like a major figure in the nation.
Like, I can see him having a really strong second audience game, I guess. But
maybe, I mean, but they, all those dudes made the FP hashtag. It's like, does he have a strong second audience game?
Oh, right.
Sounds like he's got the worst second audience game we've ever seen. He was a night one guy that all of the other players still wanted to.
But he's dancing with these same people.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very curious, but
I just don't think he's long for this game, but we'll see. He's still in there.
He also had a big TikTok following, right? He was always in the top five TikTok of everybody.
Yeah, he has 32K.
Right.
32.6K.
Well, good luck to him, and we'll see what's up.
Good luck to him. Up next, we got Mercedes Northup. She is 25. She got eliminated at the fifth rose ceremony on Zach Shawcross's season. Nonprofit owner from Nashville, Tennessee. Slider country. Her Instagram, she has 17.8K followers. This is Mercedes Northup. N-O-R-T-H-U-P. And look, she's got a pinned post here. She's heading to the beach. The computer automated Instagram posts that they put for everyone. Strange move.
God. You know, I was looking at... did you look at the Love is Blind season 5 player announcements that they did?
No. No, should I?
They are fucking exquisite. It's like an official Netflix Love is... It has like Love is Blind titles. It's all the players, mm-hmm. like almost like trading cards. And they released all of that on their Instagram and stuff. They look so fucking good. Time was taken to make this. Bachelor still just shits it out. It's like, here's a fucking dumb picture that looks like somebody took it on their fucking iPhone. Put it on your own site. Fuck you.
Here you go. 6 months before the season.
Yeah, it just doesn't... They still don't have that down. And it takes such little effort to make those things. I'm sure there's a graphic designer who works for ABC on the Bachelor franchise. Have that person make little trading card type posts of them. That's all we're asking for. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's all we're asking for.
I just don't get it.
We know we make different demands every week, but...
No, but I mean, that one's like, look at these other shows. Look how they're doing it.
It's easy.
Exactly.
It's not that hard. You got the example right there. Steal that.
It takes you a fucking afternoon. It takes someone an afternoon to do this. That's it. And it just lends a quality of prestige to the game. It makes you think that the network and the studio making the show actually gives a fuck about it, that they want to celebrate it, that they're excited this is happening. When it's just shit out like this and you put it on the players even, oh, put this in your fucking feed. What? Come on. Come on. All right. Anyway.
It's bad.
Sorry.
It's bad at job. I agree.
It's getting better, but Jesus.
Mercedes, can I say that I feel like she will be one of the main people of the beach. I can see her having a 4TRR love story.
Mm-hmm. She's giving Serena vibes to me a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like she's Serena P of this season. Great Instagram.
Well, maybe. I mean, she did finish in the 10 to 11 slot in that fifth rose ceremony. I think, didn't Serena wind up third place?
Yes, fourth place self-elimination.
Yeah. Well, I love Mercedes's Instagram. It's impeccable. All 145 posts here. It's exactly what you want. You can see as you go back prior to her Bachelor days, you can see exactly why she was selected. This is just an excellent Instagram. I remember looking at this one when we were going through her rookie season. It's absolutely perfect.
What is her nonprofit? Her link is dead. This is my question. This would be a note.
Her nonprofit is help her fund an internet hosting company so that she can have this website back up and running. I don't know. Maybe it's no longer in operation.
She's got a religious highlight. I mean, she's right.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, You're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
Ready.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Kylie Russell. Speaking of made for sand, this is the other player eliminated at the fifth rose ceremony in 10th and 11th place.
On Zach Shawcross's season.
Her Instagram is at KYLEEEMARIE. And she has 23,000 followers going into this Bachelor in Paradise season. And this is a professional influencer.
No, this is a postpartum RN. Come on, read her bio.
I mean, I'm so sorry. Wait, postpartum nurse.
Her bio says public figure. Yeah, it also says public figure. She's a postpartum RN public figure.
I'm so sorry. She's a nurse, like young Noah Erb.
Yeah, her Instagram is flawless. She's giving Victoria Fuller vibes.
If she were my nurse, I would die. I'd be brought back to life.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, she just has literally like a perfect influencer Instagram. And I don't know, perhaps Paradise will treat her better than the main game did. I don't remember much about her play style, honestly. But I could see her being kind of Victoria Fuller-y.
I feel like it's colorful narrator, like a little princessy.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, too.
I would say she would be, who's that one who got married to the football player?
That one? Fucking half of Bachelor Nation players are married to football players now. When the fucking NFL season starts, go through, if you follow like Bachelor players, I follow them all at this point. That's like all my Bachelor Clues Instagram is basically just all Bachelor players. When the NFL season starts, it's just fucking flooded with pictures of all of these ex-players and their football player, boyfriend, fiance, husbands, whatever, at the first game of the NFL season. It was just like, I was like, Jesus Christ, they're all fucking dating football players. This is crazy.
But married to.
Yeah. They're like two or three, I think.
She was on Pilot Pete's Sydney Hightower.
Yeah.
It's giving Sydney Hightower.
Yeah. She's a little Sydney Hightower-y.
I think she will be... Wait, was she a cheerleader in the NBA? Damn. Good for her.
Let's move on. Our next player is, of course, Braden Bowers, the star of Bachelorette Season 20, and a player who has, in my opinion, revolutionized the villain game, brought it back to where it needs to be, complete fun. His bio reads, San Diego, unapologetically me, meet me in PB, baby. I'm not sure where that is. 24.7K followers, and Braden finished 10th on Charity Season 20 from that self-elimination that we all watched and loved.
That we all loved.
One of the best self-eliminations ever. Can't recommend doing it, but if you're going to do it like that. And he's got 24 posts, heavy scrub, bunch of Bachelorette stuff in here.
One post on TikTok, 551 followers. Kylie, by the way, has 8.3K on TikTok.
God, he was in the military. I completely forgot about that. He has pictures of himself in fatigues, and it is just a different person, obviously. Gone are the earrings and scarf.
He wasn't yet in Dangle Nation. Well, that was part of why he wanted to be in Dangle Nation, right?
Right. The earrings and scarf in this video, anyway, are replaced with a machine gun that he's firing into the desert.
The earrings and scarf of America. Well, he's still dancing in the army. He still That's has true. Spirit.
Still having his fun. What could we say about Braden Bowers other than I expect complete sand domination from this man? Mm-hmm. I expect him to be there till the end. And he may, I think, leave during the fuck or flee round. I think when it gets down to like, if you want to spend the night together and an overnight, whatever, you have to commit to getting married. I think he'll be gone in that round.
I hope he... proposes on sand.
I hope he proposes to multiple people.
I think it's 1 million.
And they all say yes. And we haven't seen anything like that yet. If anyone could pull it off, it would be him. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think Rachel Recchia gets engaged? Or do you think... Well, I feel like someone gets engaged that they had at the reunion. So it's either Rachel Recchia, Braden Bowers, or Kat Izzo.
God. I mean...
Or Brooklyn.
I don't know. Poor Rachel Recchia. We're going to get to her.
I could see it being Kat.
I could see it being Kat, too. Let's move on to our next player. Will Urena. Will was the fourth place finisher. Got kicked off in the fourth rose ceremony, finishing in 10th to 14th place on way back in Michelle Young's Bachelorette season 18. We haven't heard from this guy in a while. If I remember right, this is the dude who won the jacket on the top gun
had
date
a rivalry with the pizza printer.
Yeah, and pizza printer threw his jacket into the ocean or into a swimming pool into the ocean
swimming pool
yeah into mm-hmm. a swimming pool. He's got 25.5k followers.
Can't really remember anything else.
That's all I kind of remember too. He's got 74 posts, 25.5k followers on Instagram. His bio reads, choose joy because happiness isn't enough. At Will sells real estate is in there. So he's doing some real estate stuff. Season 18, BIP 9. And then he's got his email on here. So 74 posts, pretty heavy scrub. It looks like
fitness.
Yeah, there's some weightlifting stuff. It looks like he's definitely gotten more musk since his rookie season. That'll come in handy on Paradise. Not a lot of ask, though. I don't know. He's got some of his bachelorette stuff on here. He's got some kind of model-y black and white shirtless photos.
Did you see him getting engaged?
No.
Me either.
I believe this man got the call and said to himself, you know what? I got 25,000 Instagram followers off of my appearance in Bachelorette. That ain't enough. I'm going to get me some more. I think that's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish him luck.
For TWR.
Sure.
He's got a BIP highlight.
He blows the season in his BIP highlight.
I guess it was a pretty wild summer. Toes. And he shows a feet emoji.
It's him, Braden Bowers, and Kat Izzo in a thruple, married. We're buying our first house.
Does he do toe sucking? Will I suck your toes? Oh, it's him and the Night One player.
Are you doing the toe sucking?
Tune in to see if I really suck toes.
Nice.
Yeah, this is, I think he's going to get a full edit.
I do too. That seems like an early elimination to me.
Toe sucking. Yeah.
If you're trying to promote will I or will I not suck toes on Bachelor in Paradise this season, that guy ain't long for the world.
You didn't get a spackla.
Let's move on. Our next player is Greer Blitzer. We all know Greer from Zach Shawcross's Bachelor season 27.
Medical sales rep. Repping. Oh.
Greer was eliminated due to COVID in seventh place on Zach Shawcross's Bachelor season 27. And then Greer was made to answer for a racism scandal that season. Some old tweets or Instagram posts. I forget exactly what it was. She had some old social media that was
defending blackface on Twitter.
That's right. Yes, that was it. How could I forget? There's just so many.
29.6K followers on Instagram, 7.6K followers on TikTok.
Her bio reads NYC, so she is at least here a self-professed member of the influence. And
it's interesting they're having her on this season. I wonder if it's just to be like, come on our show. We will make you answer for your racism scandal, but we will give you a redemption.
I don't know.
There's a path forward.
It's strange. I mean, we're going to get to the end of our list here of the people on First Stand and everything, but they have a very interesting mix.
Yeah.
Of people like her who were essentially shamed in their season because of some racism scandal. They've got Night One players that no one remembers. They've got somebody like in Will Urena from almost 2 years ago in the show that I think a lot of people don't remember.
No one's going to recognize. Yeah.
But then they've got people like, as you'll see at the end of this list, a fucking Crown is showing up on Sand. It's such a strange mix.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't feel like Greer specifically was like a heavy hitter that season. She was, I think, still most known for the racism scandal.
I mean, she did really, I feel like she had a good first audience game, but then she got COVID and she got screwed over by that.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see what they're going to do with her. It's a, you know, she's parasocially, she's strong. She's got, I was going to say she has Rachel Kirkconnell vibes. But that.
Oof. Oof. Too soon.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with old Greer. Let's move on. Our next player is Kat Izzo. We're starting to climb the chain here a little bit. Some more known players, of course. So Kat Izzo, we all know and remember, was eliminated in Zach Shawcross's seventh rose ceremony, finishing in fifth place. She was a very early front runner. Everybody thought she was going to make it to the end, and it was kind of a surprise when she got eliminated. Kat has 40,000 followers, 138 posts. We've already seen promos of her making out with Braden Bowers on the upcoming season. Her bio reads BSN RN TPAXNC. It's just a bunch of codes. Bachelor 27. Heart hands emoji BIP9. And she does have a link tree here. Let's check this out. Some clothing. She has an Amazon storefront. Holy Grail sunscreen.
Tampa.
What?
Florida boy. TPA.
What?
Never mind.
I don't know. Kat, is those a Florida boy you're saying? She's got some makeup stuff.
She has a perfect Instagram.
Yeah. It's real nice.
And I think this is what helped her get into that stage to be promoting BIP. Mm-hmm. I see her as part of a 4TRR couple. I see her having some drama, but eventually getting engaged.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's kind of made for Bachelor. I feel like she's somebody who could potentially have been a bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards just didn't fucking fall right for her in her rookie season. And now she's got this chance to come back into paradise and kind of show us all what she can do again. Yes, but I agree with you. She has the right styling to be a 4TRR player or a bachelorette, ring winner, bachelorette type vibes. And she just got her candle got turned off too soon in her season. So maybe she'll be able to pull it out and walk away from BIP9 with a ring. I think it's possible.
She adds to her 40.2K followers on Instagram, 14.1K followers on TikTok. And I'm hoping we're going to start to see some breakout TikTok stars from this Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Hopefully the social media engagement overall will kick up a notch after the just fucking dismal season we just suffered through in terms of social media. Let's move on. Our next player is Brooklyn Willie. We all remember Brooklyn, the rodeo rider from Stillwater, Oklahoma, who finished sixth place on Zach Shallcross's Bachelor season 27, and she was eliminated on a one-on-one date. Ouch. But Brooklyn also was a tattle strategist, if you remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
She has 40,000 Instagram followers.
Definitely.
Oklahoma State alum in her bio, Bachelor 27, Rose Emoji, Texas, Oklahoma.
She's kind of what I feel like you would call a utility player and a third audience player.
Yes.
Will do whatever they want. Will.
Yeah.
Take the moral high ground to be like, these people are not moral, etc. Yeah.
In hockey, these types of players are known as goons.
Hmm.
You just send them in to like beat the shit out of a goalie or something.
Hockey like Hockey Arkansas, where her hero player came from?
Hockey like ice hockey, the popular sport.
Oh, wait, that's hoxie, right?
Yeah, I think so. No, in hockey, they have guys on the team. This practice is kind of frowned upon now, but it still exists. They're guys who like aren't great at hockey. They're just somebody that can ice skate, and you send them in and you're like, go beat the shit out of that guy. And that's their whole job. They skate onto the ice. They beat the shit out of somebody. Geez. They get put in the penalty box, and that's it.
If that is a role that has emerged in your sport, you have to fix it.
What about boxing? That's all the sport is.
That's a bad sport. I don't like boxing. Fix it.
It's boxing. Less hitting. Okay.
I don't like the hitting.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was like,
okay,
I don't know, very padded, like bubbles.
Yeah.
People in bubbles hitting each other.
Okay.
World Pokemon.
Okay. Maybe that'll happen eventually. Brooklyn has a great Instagram.
Brooklyn at Brooklyn Willie, WILLIE, has 40,000 Instagram followers.
Whoa, what is this thing?
Yeah, it's a little less polished than Izzo.
I agree.
She's got a lot of pics still there.
I don't remember this when we went through her thing, but she has a picture from Halloween that I think is like plastic surgery or something. She has like breast implant scars above her boobs. There's like marks on her face where a nose job has been done and a chin job and eyebrow lift. Do you see this?
Wait, from Halloween?
Yeah, it's from November 1st, 2020. It's an intense image.
November 2020.
A lot of rodeo pictures.
Had a buddy. Okay.
I guess the costume is like.
I like this comment on it. Too funny. So on Hollywood, Los Angeles loves it. Or as I like to call it, Satanic Hollywood. Such a good spoof on Kylie Jenner and her sisters and mom and just about everyone else.
Pretty good spoof. Speaking of good spoofs.
I mean,
I don't know. That's not a good transition. It makes no sense for what I'm about to say next. She has multiple pictures. I also don't remember this, of her with dead animals that she has killed.
It's creepy. I don't like the Halloween makeup.
There's her and catch us on the cover of your favorite outdoorsy magazine.
Oh, she's killed?
Yeah, I don't know if that's her brother and her. It's her with some guy and a dead boar. There's one with a dead bird. She's an avid hunter, it seems like, or at least was at one point.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I think she is gonna be a goon for the producers. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think she's gonna stir things up. She's gonna talk shit to people, start fights, whatever they want her to do, she's gonna do.
Do whatever they need her to do. Yeah.
And maybe she'll be able to double this, you know? I think that's possible. Maybe she'll walk out of here with 80K. I don't know. Look, I really don't know what's going to happen to social media on this BIP.
Do a goon on goon dynamic duo?
Who's the man goon?
That guy.
Sean McLaughlin?
That guy that they sent in to tackle the other guy over the bear.
That guy's name was Christian. I forget his name.
No, you knew who I was talking about.
His name was Christian something. I forget his last name, but yeah, that guy wasn't even a goon. That guy was a fucking guided missile. They were just like, go kill that guy.
The definition of goon is a stupid or deliberately foolish person or a thug hired to commit acts of violence or intimidation, especially in an industrial dispute.
What? How many industrial disputes have you been
in? It just sounded like it was offensive. That's why I looked.
Look up goon hockey, and it will give you a good explanation, I think, of it.
Anyway, she has 6.1K on TikTok. What is not many posts. Good luck to you, Willie. And next up, oh, here we go. Eliza Isachi, another who was in my final four, who didn't do well.
Yeah, but she, I think, is...
But she's a returning...
Yeah, this is her second tour in Paradise. We know that she, in her first tour in Paradise Season 8, she split from Rodney Matthews in week 5, I want to say. I think is right.
I don't know. She's owed...
And she was eliminated in week 6 of her rookie season on Clayton Eckert's season 26 in 8th or 9th place, however you want to see it.
Wait, and she did a Justin and did the whole flying thing with Justin, right? They flew her somewhere.
Oh, fuck, yes. She flew to meet Justin Glaze in his apartment to be like, hi, I'm here. And then he was like, yeah, take a hike. I remember all that. She also has 40K, 28 posts. Highly scrubbed. It's a perfect Instagram.
Looks like a model.
Yeah, we're looking at a perfect Instagram here.
Model's portfolio.
Yeah.
She's got a perfect face. She's got a perfect Instagram. She's got a perfect name, Elizabeth.
Oh, nice.
1.1K followers on TikTok.
Yeah, we'll see what she can do. You know, returning players, I will say, I do think have a massive advantage over people who have never done this before. Because going into Paradise is unlike any experience of your life. It's just unmitigated torture from the moment you land to the moment you leave. And to be able to withstand it, and not only withstand it, but to do good work while you're there is fucking hard to do. They put her through the ringer last time. She was embroiled in some really crazy shit. And so I think that's going to give her a massive advantage this time around, at least knowing how to navigate through the third audience and what they might want to do or set up or this or that. Good luck to Eliza Isachi, round 2.
Absolutely. I think she's owed in the, they're going to show the Rodney, the Justin flashbacks with her. She's owed. She's 4TRR. I think she will get engaged on sand.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see. Next up,
look, I my bold predictions I want to see it. I think she can do it.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I think she can.
All right.
Okay. Next up, our third highest Instagram player, Jessica Garrod, eliminated at the after party in ninth place on Zach Shawcross's season. She is 24. She is an e-commerce coordinator from Winter Springs, Florida.
88.5K followers, 110 posts, bio reads, whatever it is, do it with love.
Jessica Garrod, G-I-R-O-D.
Got her email on here, and she has a Hubi link. What is Hubi?
Hubi.
Do we know?
I'm guessing it's like link...
I know what this is. She's got some Spotify shit on here. I don't know what this is.
Glitter spray. Break the stigma of anxiety and depression.
It's like a 110 posts. All pretty good. We see some stuff from Bachelor. She's paradise ready. We got the bikini shots here. We've got her with doing some play with Gabrielle Nikki, the reader. Katie Bigger, the ring winner, also the reader.
Mm. Okay, this could also be a proposal.
Yeah, I can see her definitely for TRRing. She's another one who I feel like is a not quite bachelorette, but definitely ring winner player. I could see her winning a ring. And therefore, I agree with you. I think she is in it for that, or at least is more open to that outcome than maybe some of these other players are. And I would say that she will be a sought-after player on this season.
Definitely. And she's got a lot of sorority pictures on here. I feel like we could get rid of some of these. But other than that...
DM her.
Perfect Instagram.
Get rid of your sorority pictures now!
She has 88.8K followers on TikTok. Let's go.
Nice.
That's a sizable number. She's doing makeup. She's doing memes. She's doing drinking with charity. She's doing, oh yeah, she did that whole Taylor Swift bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. She should lean into the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
Go full lifestyle.
Pretend to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Get your Swiftie bracelets ready.
That would be a big thing I would bring up.
I agree. Moving on. We got two players left here, and these are the big ones. These are the big fish. Our penultimate player in the first round of sand is none other than erection player, penis sculptor, semen painter, your ring winner for Bachelorette Season 17. That was Katie Thurston, Blake Nature Boy Moines. Mr. Moines comes into paradise with a hefty 425,000 followers.
The sculptor.
And he was also, by the way, in Bachelorette 16, the fractured season. And he made it to, I want to say, third place with Tayshia Adams.
He's doing Bukowski numbers of seasons.
I mean, he's putting in the work. And this man, in my opinion, delivers payment for the work. Let's see if we can get him 1 million followers. I know I predicted him being a crown a long time ago. And you know what?
You did. What does that do to your 100% accurate predictions?
He didn't make crown, but he made ring. He played in two back-to-back Bachelorette seasons. Now he's on Paradise. If he comes out of this with crown, you're looking at Vial 2.0.
You think he'll come out of this with crown? What crown?
It's just, that's so hard to say. Because you're looking at all the rookies from the upcoming Grazia Day 28 are going to be in contention for Bachelorette. Then whoever that Bachelorette is, you have to look at who are the guys on her season. And then of those guys, are any of them outshining Moines on Paradise this season? It is a complicated game to play here to make that prediction. But I am saying this, whatever I saw in him.
Right. He's putting in the groundwork now. I forgot we already have Grazia Day announced.
Yeah. I'm saying whatever I saw in him as star quality, as this man could wear a crown, I believe that is being proven out here by simply the number of appearances we've seen and his follower count.
It'll be proven out if he's crowned. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's not crowned yet, but I'm saying he has something that so far no other guy player has from this era. Back-to-back seasons, crashed a season, and won the ring after crashing, and now is on Paradise.
And he has such a good brand too. The creatures, you know, they're gonna have him go to some wildlife conservation thing.
Absolutely.
You're gonna see him pop that top off with some sort of a creature.
Yes. You see Andrew Spencer getting scared of the python in the ceiling of the room that they force him to sleep in. Blake Moines will befriend the fucking python. Blake Moines will have the python around his neck. It's going to be feeding him grapes and shit.
He's going to teach it to sculpt a penis.
Yes. 265 posts here on Moines' Instagram. We all know it. We all love it. He's got links to different conservation charities, et cetera, that he's into. He is a player from the North. That's Canada, of course. Plenty of shirtless stuff if you're into that here. Plenty of animals if you're into that here.
Quote, give a shit if you're into that. Vask, Musk.
He's got Vask. He's got Musk. He's got swimming with shark. He's got a toque. He's in the fucking wilderness. He's in the snow.
He's got Linktree to all his save all the oceans and animal stuff. But so you think he's going to somehow Nick Vial it, like break up with someone right before the fantasy suites?
As I said, I've always seen it. I've always seen crown around this man's head. Always seen it. Now, whether that's a phantom crown or it becomes real, I don't know. But he is proving out.
A phantom crown? What's a phantom crown?
Phantom crown is somebody
just getting numbers in seasons.
It's more like somebody who has the power to wear it, clearly. And is doing like huge in-game moves, contributing to the legacy, the history. The screen time this guy has is up there with Vial at this point. It's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Two back-to-back seasons of Bachelorette. One of them, he won the fucking ring. Now he's on a season of Paradise. Is he going to be on another fucking season of Paradise? Will he? I don't know. I'm just saying this guy is playing at a very high level. And I think maybe because he never got the crown and maybe because his relationship with Katie Thurston ended so quickly and those bubble seasons are kind of like, they hold a weird place in my mind. They almost don't seem real or like they should be counted or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think because of all that, we forget the real hard numbers this guy has put into the game are fucking staggering.
Right. And he said, who'd you on his Instagram?
And he did do that. So listen, I am very excited to see this man back in the game. I'm excited to see him on sand, which we've never seen before. And I think he's going to do massive things. I just don't think, I mean, I know this is fucking crazy to say what I'm about to say, but he comes from a different era of the game than a lot of these players. All these charity players, they didn't have the same experience this fucking guy had. He lived through a fractured season.
I mean, they don't have 400,000 followers.
That too. He's yeah. blows them away parasocially, but also he's been through a harder game than anybody in charity season has. I don't think they're going to be able to hang with him.
Interesting, interesting. I mean, he broke into the game.
Yes.
After, I mean, he's done something harder than anyone has done.
Yeah.
He's dated more bachelorettes than anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that reading that book before Claire season into the...
Yeah.
Tayshia, into the Katie, into the VIP.
This guy is a fucking high-level player, and we are, in my opinion, fucking lucky to get to see him play again. Hats off to the producers.
What if he groceries?
I could see that.
What if he finds a soulmate?
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could absolutely see Moines grocery with our next player, the last player on the list. The highest Instagram count coming in.
No.
Yas, queen.
You ship him?
Yeah, I'll do it. I think that. So this next player, by the way, is Rachel Recchia. We all know her. We all love her. I made a song about her. Rachel Recchia finished in, depending on how you want to look at it, either second place or third place in Clayton Eckard's season 26.
She was a crown or a half crown.
She is a survivor of the rose ceremony from hell. She was a co-crown in Bachelor season 19 with Gabby Windy, the other second or third place finisher in Clayton Eckard's season 26, depending on how you want to look at it.
At pilot.rachel, 530,000 Instagram followers. And this profile picture. Oh my God.
She has, I know this is crazy to say also because she was a bachelorette. Rachel Recchia, in my opinion, has been slept on. This is an extremely high level player. This is a superstar who I feel like never got the fucking chance to shine as much as she should have. I think that co-bachelorette season, I think she got the shitty end of that deal by far.
Yeah.
Gabby Windy got a better edit. Gabby Windy got Dancing with the Stars after it. Rachel Recchia got nothing. Rachel Recchia had to be in the audience when they gave Dancing with the Stars to fucking Charity Lawson. She had to witness that again and also not get it again. So I don't know if Paradise is like them trying to make up for that. I think in a case where a crown comes to Paradise, the crown is really doing you the favor, not the other way around. But that said, I am so fucking excited to see her play again because, again, I just think she is a player that really never got the fucking credit she deserved for what she contributed to this game. It was like that rose ceremony from hell.
Her first audience game in Clayton season was one of the best we've ever seen.
I've never seen anything quite like it. And I think if she can turn on that first audience game in Paradise, I mean, she gets to do whatever the fuck she wants. There will never be a week she doesn't have a rose and she's going to get to pick whatever guy she fucking wants to go to the end with. And I also think her third audience game is going to be huge because the producers may feel like they owe her. They may feel like they need to give her special treatment. Her second audience game is also going to be huge because she's got the most Instagram followers and everybody wants to be in her social media after this. I think she's going to be absolutely dominant and maybe walks away engaged to Blake Moines. I could see that happening.
I love this prediction. I think all leads will be protected when they're on sand. Oh my God, Clayton's going to be there too. I forget that this is just the first sand people.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I'm in. I'm excited again about this season.
Her Instagram is impeccable. If you haven't looked at it in a while, you know, go back, take a look, see what she's been doing since season 19. I absolutely love her Instagram.
Professional modeling.
Yeah, basically professional modeling. But it's, she just has something that I don't think was accurately captured in any of her seasons. She has this thing, the star quality kind of thing that I don't feel like they ever really did right. And I'm hoping that Paradise, and again, I can't believe I'm saying this. I hope in Paradise, they're going to let her star quality shine. It's like, no, they're going to make her piss in the fucking sand and eat creamy Caesars. We already know this from the trailers.
No, we saw, I mean, we don't know it's the same producing team, but we saw Charity season. They're able to elevate Charity. I'm hoping they'll do this for Rachel Recchia. her profile picture is this post that she did on July 8th. I want to see scars out, except in direct exposure to sunlight, of course. She can play this boob job, PTC, got her boobs out. And sorry, she can play this, got the breast reduction surgery storyline. I think she's going to, yeah, get whatever she wants on sand, as she deserves.
I think so too. And I love seeing this. I love seeing the normalization of including at least one crown in every paradise now. We still have not seen another Tropical Royale, which is, of course, a crown, ring, and paradise appearance. Becca Kufrin is the only player in the history of our beloved game to do such a thing. Maybe we'll see that in the future, but that also requires someone to win both ring and crown.
But she's a tropical crown.
Yeah, tropical crown. But that's it. Those are the first players, the first 18 players that we're going to see touch sand in that first sand round. Again, they are Olivia Lewis, Aaron Schwartzman, Samantha Jeffries, Sean McLaughlin, Kat Carter, Aaron Bryant, Peter Capio, Mercedes Northup, Kylie Russell, Braden Bowers, Will Urena, Greer Blitzer, Kat Izzo, Brooklyn Willie, Eliza Isici, Jessica Garrod, Blake Moynes, and Rachel Recchia. This starts next Thursday, and it's right behind Golden Bachelor. From at least East Coast time is going to be what, 6 to 7 to 10? I don't fucking know. It's a 3-hour block. Get ready for it. We're going to be covering it all.
3-hour block. We will be doing the first part, Golden Bachelor, the second part, Paradise, starting next week.
Yes, next week.
Oh my God. How is it already here?
The off season is over. I know it's crazy. But thanks everybody for listening. Good luck to all these players on sand. Good luck to all the rookies who are again sequestered right now for Bachelor season 28. And producers, put us in that Hooji group date. Let us in. We will make this thing fucking epic. I can promise you that. And before we go, as always, what is that dwabat?
It's been 7,848 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us, and then